Hi, this is Bobby Dooley.
I'm Steve Dooley.
And we want to just tell you that the Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass is the preferred way of finding your way into the archives of the Phil Hendry Show. And that is where you'll find me, Bobby Dooley, and my husband, Steve.
Yeah, the two of us are in the archive.
Yes, we're in the archive, and we've been there for a great many years. Tonight you'll hear on the show reasons why we really are the number one guests, the number one friends, if you will, of the Phil Hendry Show. We will have some peripheral people on.
We got some peripheral people. Give them a break.
Yeah, we want to give a couple people a break on this. A lot of people that haven't been heard from. But in the meantime, if you don't yet have a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show website, then get a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show website. You know.
Yeah, and then you'll have...
You'll have a backstage pass.
The Phil Hendry Show website.
Thank you. The world famous Phil...
I can do it, General. The world famous Phil Hendry Show... Oh, I just made a noise.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show website at philhendryshow.com. The greatest value online, other than porn.
Hello, I'm Margaret Gray, and what you're about to hear is an example of how not to conduct an interview program. I know. I have many years' experience in journalism, and what you're about to hear is a rank amateur and her husband, and many people have criticized me saying, oh, are you jealous of Bobby Dooley? You've got to be kidding. You've got to be kidding. Her and her high rear end can go take it on up the highway.
Watch it, honey.
Don't tell me to watch it, Frank. What you're about to hear is a grotesque approximation of an interview show, a grotesque and desperate attempt at appearing relevant, and in my opinion, greatly devalues and degrades the Phil Hendry Show and what he is attempting to do this week with the popularity polls of a variety of the guests that have appeared on the program, yes, myself included. You're a real asshole, you know that?
I'm sorry, cut it out.
Myself included. What you're about to hear is an abomination before all, man and God. It's Bobby Dooley, her high rear end.
Everyone's going to say you're jealous.
And you were a part of this, Frank.
Oh, my God, it asked me if I wanted to be on its interview show.
You and the it, this, and the... Here it is, in all of its grotesquery. That was me. That's on me.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bobby Dooley and You. It's me and it's you. And for the next half hour, we're going to get together and talk about a big event coming up on the Phil Hendry Show this week. Steve?
We're going to be voting on the greatest guests that the Phil Hendry Show ever had. And I know you voted on last week, and they did a
couple of polls. They did one on the fan page, and they did sort of a...
Yeah, about a half-baked, you know.
Yeah, I think that's a good way. They did a half-baked one.
And this one's going to be fully baked.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
This will be a more fuller poll this week. I don't know if it's going to be today, sometime this week. One of the things that we thought was really wrong about the original poll last week was that we didn't win. And now, I know a lot of people think it's egotistical for us to start talking about ourselves this way, but Steve, you and I both recognize that we really put the Phil Hendry Show on the map, didn't we?
We really did. If you think back on the Phil Hendry Show, God, we put it on the map.
We really, really did. We really, really, really did. Frank Gray's with us. And Mr. Gray, can you tell us sort of the impetus for what we're doing tonight?
Well, you asked me to come here. I'm here because it asked me and its husband asked me to come here because it wants a poll. You want to interview people that aren't ordinarily.
We wanted, first of all, I forgot about you calling me it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I know that my wife's had complaints. It talked to me about getting gender wrong. So I went and I had therapy. And you're saying that it didn't take. So, Mr. Gray, we are having you on. And who else are we having on? Well, my understanding is that when it asked me, Bobby, when you and your husband asked me, Ron Tarner's going to be here.
Yes, Dr. Ron Tarner is another, I think, an early on guest of the show.
No. Ron Tarner didn't come on this show for several years, but I remember its first appearance. It was half drunk on a street someplace. I don't know.
And then we have yourself and then your son, Jason J. Yeah,
Jason J. Delmonico's here. Jason, come on in here.
Yeah. Jason, hi. I'm Bobby Dilley.
How do you do?
And this is my husband, Steve.
Hi, Jason.
Hi.
Jason, tell him you're a big guy. It sang all the Christmas songs.
Yeah, I sang some Christmas songs and everything.
So you're a major part of the Phil Henry Show, in my opinion.
I mean, I am, Dad, but I...
You know what, Jason? I've got three boys about your age, a little bit older than you, and I know how embarrassed they get when they have parents that are not with it. And now.
Yeah, yes.
Are you trying to say I'm not with it?
But I'm here because I did sing some Christmas songs.
We also have Father James McQuarters is on the phone with us right now from Glendale, California. Father McQuarters, I can't thank you enough for joining us.
Bobby, it's my pleasure to be here. Whatever I can add to the program, I'm certainly happy to add to the program. But if this is, you're saying who's the greatest characters on the Phil Henry Show, is that it?
Well, there's going to be a poll this week, Father, and they're going to vote on it. Steve and I really feel that we are deserving of the number one place on the poll, but we also feel it's good to have some of the peripheral.
You're looking for the word peripheral, is that it?
Yeah, the peripheral.
Hi, Father, it's Frank Gray, and I got my son here.
Oh, hi, Father.
Yes, listen, I let me tell you, all of you people, I don't care if I win this poll or not. I'm happy to have been a guest on the Phil Henry Show for the years that I was on. And I understand that a lot of these monkeys, not yourself, Bobby.
I don't like being called a monkey.
I'm not calling you a monkey, Frank. I'm saying it just occurs to me that they like to hear me talk a blue streak when I get hyper and I discuss things like Vernon Dozier. And I start to talk like that. And I start to talk like that.
Well, we wanted to acknowledge you as one of the premier guests on the show.
All right, that's fine, and I appreciate that.
Larry Grover, come on in, Larry.
Hi. Father McQuarters, how are you? Larry Grover.
Oh, Larry, how's your mother?
My mother's fine, and mother is not here, by the way, because I felt that I was entitled to at least a few hours away from mother, as important as she is to me. As important as she is to me. There's Ron Tarter.
Oh, hi, Ron. Come on in, Ron.
Hey. How y'all doing?
I'm still talking.
Okay.
As important as she is to me...
You never want to give your mother short shrift.
No, I'm not doing that.
Never want to give your mother short shrift. Always give her her full due.
But I was a guest on the Phil Henry Show long before mother came on the scene, and I just want to say that.
Okay, Father McQuarters, thanks. Hang on, I'm going to put you on hold for a second.
Well, I've got a couple of...
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. Father, you still there?
Yes, I'm here. I was just kidding. I cut it right off. As soon as you said, well, I got it, and I stopped like that.
Oh, so I didn't cut you off?
No, not at all.
Okay, so, Dr. Ron Tarner, how are you, Doctor?
Listen, Bobby, thank you for having me on. I would tell Frank Gray, yes, I'm here. And no, I wasn't drunk on a sidewalk. My first appearance on this program had to do with climate change.
There's another monkey. Excuse me for saying, but you're another guy that's voice cracks.
A lot of these guys' voice cracks when the air gets dry.
The air's got dry around here. It's getting drier, as a matter of fact, with the cold weather.
That's true.
Well, I noticed that, and Phil pointed that out, that your voices crack.
Yeah, a lot of you guys go Mickey Mouse.
Well, ordinarily that's not a problem that I have, but Jason J. Delbonte, how are you, son?
I'm okay. I don't get Mickey Mouse or anything like that.
No, my son doesn't get... I don't get moused, and it doesn't get moused. That's something that only you, Father McQuarters, and you are to talk... And I know that General Shaw and a few of the others...
Well, because of the dry air, because of the fact that I get excited and I talk like this. Doesn't make me any less of a man than you.
I'm not saying it makes you less of a man, but I'm just saying
it sounds pretty comical.
Well, I'm sorry, but I do get excited sometimes when I think about some of the great things that can be done in this world if we quit slamming the ham, playing around, and do it all.
Okay, I can't take it.
Father McCords, we had to put you on hold. I hope you don't mind. Yeah.
So, Larry, how is your mother?
Mother's fine, and she sends her very, very best. And she wanted to know what this is all about.
Let me tell you what it's about. It's about bringing on the show here and Ron. Come on in, Ron.
We got a microphone for you.
Oh, thank you.
It's about bringing on the show here some of the peripheral guests that Phil has had on the program, and to remind people, okay, that they should vote for them.
Yeah, but all the while, you know, remembering.
Let's get Father McCordis, you should weigh in on this. Don't you think that Steve and I are the number one guests on the show?
Bobby, whatever you say, if that's what you think you're the number one guest on the show, that's fine. It doesn't make a difference to me. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, all right. Okay, I understand. So, what we wanted to do...
You want to remind people that we exist, and they can vote for us.
That's exactly what my understanding of it is. And if people want to vote for Frank Gray, that's who I am. If they want to vote for Jason J. Delmonico, and it's here with me, my own son is here, and I'm sure it wants to win, don't you, son?
Yeah, I do, Dad, except you call me it.
And who else we got?
Oh, we have Father McCordis and Larry Grover.
Yeah, so...
And I don't even think that I'm peripheral. I think that I'm one of the main guests. And I got shunted aside. Well, I mean, not to be a baby about it. I'm not being a baby about it. I just...
Like I said to you, Bobby, I don't really care whether I win or not. Although, you know, I was a significant part of this program going all the way back to the radio days. Yeah. How about that? What about you, Turner? Do you go back to the radio days?
No, I do not go back to the radio days. Okay? And I don't go back to the radio days.
Well, I go back to the radio days. Jason J. Delmonico, you don't, though.
Well, I was on a couple of shows.
I seem to remember you being on a couple of shows.
Yeah, you were, Jason.
I was on a couple of shows, Dad.
I don't remember it at all. It's my son, and you think I'd remember it.
This whole thing with you calling your son it, boy, I'll tell you.
All right, so, and then we also have me and Steve. And we do go back to the radio days. And that's why I say, you know, that we should be preeminent in the polling.
You think you should win... the poll.
Absolutely, yes. And the fact that Ted Bell...
Well, Ted Bell, you know, has a lot of the high-end advertising.
You know, that's a good point. Ted Bell buys all that airtime, and he walks around like it doesn't smell.
Boy, that's the truth. And Ted Bell walking around like it... Now, that's right. What are you going to do with it? Ted Bell's one of the top guys in the restaurant business.
So here's what we thought we'd do, Steve.
Yeah, what we'd do tonight is we'll do a round of applause... I'll put my hand over the guest and then we give it some applause.
What are you talking about?
Wait. You're going to put your head over my head. Who's going to do the applauding?
The rest of us. Myself, Larry Grover, Jason J., you know.
That's about as jive-assed.
That's the dumbest thing. And how do I applaud?
Well, you could just go, yay, something like that. All right, let's just try it, okay? All right, Ron Turner.
Oh, well, what are you guys doing?
So, Ron, you're the only one that clapped for yourself.
Nobody wants to...
No, I don't think you are.
Frank Gray.
Well, Jason, aren't you going to clap for me?
Why would I clap? I want to win. Okay, Jason J. Delmonico.
Yeah. Oh, come on, man. No. So far, the only people clapping are the people that are clapping for themselves.
Father James McCordis, go ahead. Father?
Yay. Is anybody clapping?
No.
What a load of shit.
Okay, so we got it. And finally, Larry Grover.
Okay, here I am. Yeah, thank you. I'm the only guy.
Bobby and Steve Dooley. This counts for two people. So we win.
Oh, what a load.
Come on, Bobby. You're kidding around, aren't you?
Well, I mean, sort of, but you guys agreed to this.
Bobby, look, you, one person clapping doesn't count for two. All right, so you win. You win. You win tonight's poll of the peripheral.
We are not peripheral.
I just broke off of hold. Something I learned from Lloyd Bonafide.
What do you want?
I broke off to tell you that you just nominated yourself as a peripheral character. Yeah.
That's right. You don't consider yourself to be mainstream because you put yourself in a poll with us, and we're just a bunch of chumps. Just a bunch of.
A bunch of suckers.
You know, Dad, I want to go home if I could, because this is...
Right. I have to take the boy home. It's getting past its bedtime, right?
Yeah, I'm getting tired, and I don't like being around a lot of these weird people.
Are you for real? Are you talking to me?
You talking to my wife like that?
Yeah, I am. I mean, people...
I don't blame the kid. You people are weirder. You're weirder than I ever thought weird could be.
Well, let me wrap this up, because I got to get going, too. I want to tell you something, Bobby. You're a peripheral character. You named yourself a peripheral character, and that...
Yeah, hang up on him for good, okay? So he doesn't bust off a hold.
All right.
Bobby, Rod Tarter here. If I knew that I was going to come out here and I'm the only guy got to clap for myself.
Well, so...
And the fact that the...
Bobby, you can't count two people...
We just did, okay?
Yeah, but just don't forget what Father McCorders very carefully said. It said that you, okay, voted yourself the number one guest among these peripheral, second-string, B-level characters. Live in it, sister. Live in it.
That's not...
Honey.
That's not exactly what I meant. That's not what we meant, and that is wrong. I want you all to go to the BSPs and More page when the poll rolls out. Vote for... There is no reason...
You're going to say there's no reason why you shouldn't win.
There's absolutely no reason why we shouldn't win. There's no reason why Bobby and Steve Dooley...
Shouldn't be the number one, and it's wrong, I tell you.
Well, and you're saying that Ted Bell bought it.
That's exactly right.
All right, well, you're making a good point. I think you're saying Ted Bell bought it. Yeah, Ted Bell buys advertising at Phil Henry Show, so all you ever hear is a name.
Come on, Dad.
I gotta take the kid home.
Well, thanks a lot. You know, I came all the way in here from Mountain Meadow Observatory in Colorado for this Spank Festival.
I brought you, and you said you were in town anyway.
I was, because I got invited to a Mandalorian cast party.
Oh, bullshit.
Watch it.
Watch the mouth, Steve.
Sorry.
Thank you, Father McCorders, if you're still there.
I want to tell you people...
And thank you, Larry Grover.
Thank you. I oh, man.
And thank you all for joining me, Bobby Dooley, tonight on Bobby Dooley and You.
Bobby Dooley and You, is that going to be produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated? All rights reserved, Podcast One, vote for us.
Vote for Steve and I when the poll rolls out on the BSPs and More page. Yeah.